U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is filling his cabinet. It's like an executive board of directors, people who lead federal government departments like agriculture, health and human services, education, homeland security. They closely advise the president on how to handle national and global issues. For Secretary of State, who represents U.S. foreign policy, Mr. Trump will nominate Rex Tillerson. He's the CEO of the ExxonMobil Oil and Gas Company. Tillerson has not served in a formal foreign policy job before, but through ExxonMobil's international business deals, he has worked with and built relationships with several world leaders. That includes Russian President Vladimir Putin. And some lawmakers are concerned about Tillerson's stance regarding Russia, with tensions currently high between that country and the U.S. To lead the Department of Energy, the president-elect has reportedly chosen Rick Perry. He's the former governor of Texas, also a former U.S. presidential candidate who initially opposed Mr. Trump's campaign. As governor, Perry supported the use of fossil fuels, coal and oil, as energy sources, as well as wind power. Whether those will become Energy Department priorities, and whether he and Mr. Tillerson will ultimately get the jobs they'll be nominated for, will be in the hands of the U.S. Senate. It has the final say on presidential cabinet nominations.